As I came in by Tiviat's side, and by the praise of praying some, there met I with a pretty lass that was both neat and handsome. If that her mother say me nay, then with the daughter will I play, whether that she will or nay, have at the bonny lassie. Then Garfield to us more beer, for lo, here is more money, and for our reckoning do not fear, so long as we have any. Garfield the cup, Garfield the can, here is a health to our good man. We shall be merry ere we gang, have at the bonny lassie. I dreamed before it came to pass that I would find her willing, but yet I knew not what she was, though she and I were wooing. My thought, my mind, and mine intent to seek that lass was ready bent. At last, by order, we were sent to quarter up at Branksome. Hastily I did espy, though I was but a stranger, a riband about her arm I did tie, and told her of her danger. Sweetheart, I have sought many place, yet never could I see thy face. Take pity and relieve my case, my pretty bonny lassie. I need not to conceal my name, I'm born within this nation, bred in great honor, wealth, and fame, and of high estimation. Great nobles were my cousins near, and I a noble man of weir. Therefore be merry and make good cheer, my pretty bonny lassie.
Then did she say, my only joy, I will give you contentment, if you will be my Venus boy, and give me no affrontment. 'Twill credit me and all my kin, if I your love and favor win. My happiness shall then begin, when you my fancy pleasure. My father and mother will be glad, to you they have relation, because you are a bonny lad and well born in this nation. You shall dispose of half their gear, and money get to spend by year, both meal and malt, corn and beer, for your sweet bonny lassie.
He says, I court you not for wealth, for I have gold and money, but I had rather have thyself, for thou art neat and bonny. Sweetheart, I'll be content of you, if that they give me but a cow. And I to you do make a vow, to be thy Venus' servant. It is not for thy father's gear, nor for thy worldly riches, that I am come a suitor here, that we two may be matches. For I may have a lady fair, whose friends would gladly give me gear. She hath 500 marks a year, beside my just proportion.
The lass with smiling lips then said, this is a true narration, that many a gallant lusty lad to me bears such relation. Yea, able, pretty men would gladly give to me their hand and bow and be at my command. But fortune now doth cross them.
Now wells of me, my pretty lass, that hast so soon consented. I was but short while in that place, while she grew loving-hearted. My gallant, proper, handsome dove, that was not strange and ill to woo, but presently did yield and bow, and granted me my asking.
Sweet sir, I could not say you hey, you are so well accounted. My maidenhead bade me give way when I saw you so mounted, with horse and harness, spear and shield, and Venus caused me to yield. Amongst all my wooers I you wield, because you were so gentle. There's many suitors came to me before your love began, sir, and bore me frequent company, but they no favor won, sir. Now are they almost gone astray, with many shout and wall away, that ever they should have seen this day, and what you do unto them. I do disdain no gentleman that's born within this nation, for I'm a woman of the same and of high estimation. My mother says I am right sim to the house of Branksome being rib. You will be gallant weft to weft, it justly put together.
At length into the north I went to visit friends and father. When I came back, some days being spent, her mother thought me braver. She to her daughter says, go down, thy lover now is come to town. Be kind to him, and I a gown will give thee for thy pains, Joe.
To go with him I will be glad, or do him any pleasure. Let us first wed, then go to bed, where it will wait his leisure. Ye do me wrong to bid me hast, for I will run as he meetest. When shirt is clean and clothes unlaced, from cold I'll strive to keep him.
Her mother's bidding she obeyed, and went into the chamber, where he discoursed with her and played, without noise or clamour. He said, my dove, thou hast some skill, and bearest company with good will. I wish I might remain here still, it's neither cold nor frosty. This is the place which I do love, and is well kept in order, and no man this will disapprove that lives in southern border. Where nothing is of iron or brass, then freely will I let you pass, and hold you for a pretty lass, for keeping all so cleanly. Your uncle is no friend to me, I have him at envy. He said I laid my love too high before some company, but what ado had he, think ye, to meddle with my love and me? For love is laid in each degree, have at the bonny lassie.
Sweet sir, I was once sore afraid you had delayed your coming. Your tearing made me sore afraid, I weary was with mourning. But now I neither tire nor irk to bear you company in the murk. Then gar proclaim us in the kirk, and we shall wed together. Each one said you would not return, nor come into this nation, which daily made me for to mourn with grievous lamentation. But seeing your come back again, of your coming I'm right fain, and altogether free of pain, ye shall lie in my bosom.
When ye into the country came, oh then, but ye were bonny, my mother took you in her arms and said you were her honey. Then unto Hawick did we gang, and of the way we thought not long. Of us composed was the song, my pretty bonny lassie.